The moment Venus Williams was diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome in 2011, her world tilted on its axis. The autoimmune disorder brought debilitating pain, fatigue, and numbness that threatened to end her illustrious tennis career. During an intensive 3-week wellness program that followed, Williams had a revelation that would transform her approach to health. Everything we bring to and put into our bodies determines how difficult it is for disease to exist within us. This epiphany became the foundation of her Strive philosophy, a refreshingly honest approach to wellness that acknowledges we don't have to do everything perfectly to achieve extraordinary results. Unlike the perfection-obsessed wellness culture dominating social media, Williams embraces a more sustainable philosophy. Make it easy, make it enjoyable, make it exciting. This approach has resonated with everyone from Michelle Obama to her sister Serena, offering a timely alternative to the no pain, no gain mentality as burnout rates reach record highs across professions. At the heart of Williams' approach are 8 daily actions that transform smart health decisions into sustainable habits. These form an easy-to-remember acronym. Observe everyone and everything around you. Appreciate all blessings. Accept that balance is imperfect. Enrich your life with growth opportunities. Soothe your body and mind. Believe in yourself. Seek what inspires you. And always strive toward meaningful goals. What makes this system revolutionary is its focus on mindset rather than specific activities. It's about approaching health decisions with awareness and intention, not perfection. The program begins with a simple morning ritual, reciting the 8 actions to set your intention for the day. Throughout the day, you apply each action to 4 key areas: diet, activities, environment, and yourself. Before bed, you reflect on how you honored each action. Williams attributes her calm under pressure to analyzing situations before reacting, a practice requiring complete honesty with yourself rather than fudging the facts about habits or challenges. When observing your diet, question what drives your food choices. Are you eating as a reward, from stress, or fatigue? Notice your body's response afterward. For physical activity, track movement patterns without initially trying to change them. Identify barriers like uncomfortable clothes or lack of equipment. Observe your social environment too. Every relationship is an investment of time that should work for you, not against you, Williams writes. Take inventory of who genuinely makes you happy and helps you grow. During a pivotal US Open quarterfinal, Williams was winning but focused only on perceived flaws, thinking, "I'm playing so horribly." This negative mindset led to defeat. Years later, she realized she had actually been killing it, but her failure to appreciate her performance became a self-fulfilling prophecy. This experience taught Williams that appreciating achievements amidst mistakes is vital for growth. She offers 3 key reflections. Identify what brings personal pride rather than just impressing others. Recognize positive choices stemming from your decisions, and consider how to build upon existing healthy habits. Williams also challenges the never-quit mentality. Rather than forcing yourself to eat healthy foods you hate or do exercises you struggle with, focus on what you enjoy and can sustain. Progress in manageable areas builds confidence to tackle more challenging changes later. Williams offers an unconventional perspective on balance, acknowledging that life is inherently unbalanced, especially when pursuing achievement. Rather than seeking perfect equilibrium, she creates moments of balance within the imbalance, adapting when healthy routines get disrupted. For dietary balance, Williams recommends meals combining lean protein, healthy fat, and complex carbohydrates to provide steady energy and stabilize blood sugar. Physical balance means combining resistance training with cardiovascular exercise, ideally through 20-minute circuits 3 times weekly. Social balance involves nurturing valuable relationships while distancing from toxic ones. Personal balance requires recognizing time as our most precious resource, either taking away 2 plates, delegating or eliminating tasks, or adding 2 plates, embracing meaningful challenges. If something feels too easy, you're likely not growing. Living your best life means continuous forward movement through small improvements to what you already do well. For dietary enrichment, Williams suggests practical swaps. Choose meats with fewer legs, eat the healthiest foods first, put utensils down between bites, select perishable over preserved foods, and make unhealthy options less accessible. For physical activity, adding variety prevents plateaus and boredom. Keep muscles engaged by modifying tempo, reducing rest periods, varying repetitions, changing set numbers, reordering exercises, or refreshing your routine every 4 to 6 weeks. Most people don't recognize the importance of self-soothing until it's too late. Williams learned this lesson when diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome, which forced her to evaluate all sources of stress: physical activity, diet, environment, and social circles. By soothing yourself daily in multiple ways, you maintain a constant state of healing, preventing problems before they arise. Williams suggests a plant-based alkaline diet to balance your body's pH levels, taking breaks from intense physical activity, and practicing specific stretches for different body parts. Meditation serves as another powerful soothing practice that alleviates stress, lowers blood pressure, improves sleep quality, and boosts immune function. For relationship soothing, avoid immediate emotional reactions during disagreements. Let others fully express themselves, then repeat what you heard to demonstrate active listening. Williams emphasizes that taking time for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for healing. Schedule weekly just say no nights as preventative medicine against burnout rather than waiting until you depleted. Embracing your identity and maintaining confidence in your direction forms the core of belief. Williams emphasizes approaching change with excitement rather than fear. Like athletes, you'll build habits through repetition, starting average, becoming good, then great. When her tennis grip mysteriously changed at 19, she worked painfully for 2 months to correct it mid-season. This taught her that believing in herself and the process brings results, even when they're not immediate. After injuries, she developed a mental strategy called reset, reload, recharge to counter negative thoughts. Reset by releasing mistakes, reload by recalling your goals, and recharge by focusing on the task ahead. The magic of Strive comes from applying the 8 actions across the 4 major areas of your life. Williams offers flexibility. Choose how you want to strive each day with combinations that yield amazing results without requiring perfection. Life is about change. Your starting point doesn't determine your destination. After achieving one goal, set another. The essence of Strive is reaching beyond your current state, which doesn't require massive risks or dramatic overnight changes. Staying fit, eating right, and maintaining healthy relationships are your choices, though comfort often tempts us. Overcoming challenges builds confidence to pursue healthier opportunities. Whatever path you choose, follow Williams' philosophy. Make it easy, enjoyable, and exciting. Williams encourages living for today rather than waiting for retirement. Start your bucket list now and create memories immediately. Share your passions with others. Everyone excels at something they're passionate about, and sharing these talents helps others discover their own passions.